Happy Friday. Welcome back, beautiful friends. I'm so excited for a new day. Thank God it's the weekend. Tomorrow's my birthday. I'm gonna be 32 years old. I'm super excited to hang out with just family and friends. We've got Madison's first soccer game tomorrow. We just have so many things to be grateful for, and I'm so happy to have you here. All right, you guys, let's get into it. You know that we read out of the same devotionals every single day, the Confident Woman devotional by Joyce Meyer, and then the Fighting Words devotional by Ellie Holcomb. And we're also going into week 19 of the year. So freaking crazy. Okay, so the topic of the devotional today says to be trainable. And scripture is from 1 Corinthians 1:26 through 29. For you see your calling, brethren, that not many wise according to the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. But God has chosen the foolish things of the world to put to shame the wise, and God has chosen the weak things of the world to put to shame the things which are mighty, to bring to nothing the things that are, that no flesh should glory in his presence. All we need to do is look at some of the disciples that Jesus chose, and we quickly see that God does not allow or even usually call to those who seem to be qualified. I can say for sure that God will prepare you in whatever way he chooses. It may be a formal training and it may not, but God will use everything in your life to train you if you are willing to be trained. And it's sad to say that many people have a great calling on their life, but they are too impatient to go through the preparation that is necessary to equip them for the job. Esther had to have a year of preparation before she was allowed to go before the king. For 12 months, she went through the purifying process, but even more than her physical beauty and inner beauty showed through, and God used her to save her people from wicked Haman's evil plot. So if you're feeling unqualified for something that you believe that God is calling you to do, don't let that stop you. He will be your trainer. And the prayer to end that devotional says, Lord, thank you for calling me to follow you. I am delighted to be one of your disciples. Equip me for the service that you have for me. Amen. And like I said, we're going into week 19 of the year. And Joyce Meyer quotes, God loves to hear our prayers, and he desires for us to come boldly before him with all of our needs. He wants us to ask him for big things, and even when we don't feel like we deserve it. When we have a need, we can sometimes find it easy to talk about it, tell a friend about it, or even complain about it. But God wants us to pray about it. Go to the throne, not to the phone. This week, take a few moments each morning to pray and ask God for his grace, strength, and provision for the needs in your life. Oh gosh, amen to that, you guys. I love it. I love it. I love it. And I always say that you can either worry or you can pray, but God wants us to pray about it. He wants us to lean on him. We can trust him. We can give him the weight that is on our shoulders, you guys. So, you know, give it to him. All right, let's move on to the Fighting Words devotional. Scripture today is Romans 8:1. Therefore, there is now no condemnation. Condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. This is one of my favorite truths in scripture, and what a promise. No condemnation, none, because of how Jesus broke for us. We can be certain that all of our sin has been dealt with, our penalty is paid, our debt is done with, and all of our failures and missteps and shame taken away by the Savior who bore it for us so we wouldn't have to. What does all this mean for today? That we can let the hateful and hurtful comments of strangers and friends, from our own self-critical and self-shaming thoughts, and from the enemy himself, be covered by the love and the gospel work of Jesus. which was demonstrated for us on the cross. And when the voices of critics, of hate, of, you know, accusation come, we can take cover under the strong and steady love, advocacy, and justification of God. Those accusations hold no weight or power any longer. Our bill has been paid. And because of Jesus, God sees us as righteous. No one can change that. And no voice can speak over the voice of our God when over us he declares, no longer condemned. What a relief. This also means that we can be sure that God loves us enough to not leave us where we are. He's ever growing us, ever pursuing us, and that we might be truly transformed by his love as a display of his splendor. What might happen if we actually believed that we didn't have to work to remove all of our stains, but trusted that no matter how we feel, we are still uncondemned and beloved? What if we believed that the gospel actually did what Jesus said it did? That it didn't leave some part of our sin uncovered or unpaid? The freedom and the love that we walk in the way that we could silence any voice of accusation if we really let that sink in, stokes the embers of hope in my heart. I've tasted and I've seen how good it is when that kind of love and assurance is spoken over my most self-doubting places, and I'll forever be grateful. The journaling prompts for today, you guys know you can write these down on your own or you can just answer them and self-reflect. What voices in your life are most critical towards you? Do you listen to the voice of God in his word as often as you listen to them? Why or why not? What part of your story are you sometimes tempted to think the gospel work of Jesus did not cover? How might your life, your thought, life, emotional life, and spiritual life look different if you truly believed that because of Christ, you are no longer condemned before God, but forever loved and accepted? Okay, you guys, the prayer to end today's podcast, such a great way to start the day. It's just a good way to pour into our hearts, our souls, our mindsets, our perspective for the day, getting the word of God in our daily prayer and self-reflecting on these things, because I love that it relates scripture to real life. The prayer to end this podcast says, Jesus, thank you for your gospel work on my behalf. When the voices of accusation are closing in, help me to choose to trust that because of what you did on the cross, there is a better and stronger words spoken over me. I am no longer condemned. Help me walk forward in that truth today and every day. All right, you guys, I hope that you have an amazing Friday, an amazing weekend, and have a good Mother's Day as well too, because don't forget to love on your mamas. We got a day to celebrate. And I'm pumped about that too. We've just got a lot of amazing things going on this weekend, but I hope that you guys are safe. I pray over each and every one of you that are listening here today. I hope that you guys got something out of this. And if you know people in your life, friends or family or whatever, that are looking for, you know, or maybe they just need a positive light in their life, you know, a podcast that, you know, we literally just read a couple pages out of these devotionals. And again, it's just a really great way to start the day. All right, you guys, I don't do podcasts on the weekends. So I'll see you guys back on Monday. Be safe. Remember to pray, ask, believe, receive, and don't forget, your mindset matters. All right, you guys, see you later. We'll be back on Monday.